Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for your time. Now, when it comes to the digital world, a lot of us are on our phones, a lot of us are on electronic devices, but I didn't realize that 28% of Australians are digitally excluded. Why is that?
Well, look, I think what we know is that that not everybody has access to the right kind of device that they need, or they can't afford to pay for their internet bills, or they don't have the skills and confidence they need to be able to use the internet in the way that, that will benefit their lives. So it's a real difference between just having a phone and being able to use your computer to apply for a job or to use it to access telehealth, a whole range of things that we really need to be able to do today.
So I guess then what's stopping people? You mentioned there about the phones, and I guess because obviously in the last couple of weeks we've had the data breaches with Optus and a few other businesses as well. Are people more concerned about their online safety when it comes to getting on the internet?
Yeah, absolutely. People are really concerned about their online safety, and it is one of the things that stops people from, having a go at being on the internet because they're worried about themselves being scammed or about their information being stolen. And look, those things are a reality today. We know that scammers are out there and they're trying to do this. But, really, it's a bit like, I always talk about it as a bit like driving a car. When you learn to drive a car, you learn all of the things that you need to do to be safe online. Safe on the road, I mean. And so when it's the same when you're learning digital skills, you need to learn all the tips and tricks that are going to keep you safe online so that you can do everything you can to make sure that those things don't happen to you.
So when it comes to online safety and, learning the internet, because as I mentioned there, a lot of us will have the phones, will have the devices to allow us to get onto the internet. But as I said, there's 28% of Australians who are digitally excluded. For those 28%, and we might have a few listeners here in Bundaberg and the Wide Bay Burnett who might not have a computer, they might not even have a phone that is a smartphone, how can they go about learning different things to build up their confidence, so to speak?
Well, what I would suggest is that, even in Bundaberg, we have community organisations who are there to help people to learn these digital skills. The Bundaberg Library does a fantastic job at supporting people, and they have computers that you could use and go and practice on. And other community organisations do as well. So we know Wide Bay Advocacy Service is running a Get Online Week event this week. So there's a whole range of community organisations who are out there and are ready to help people to build their confidence and skills, and to do that in a way that's fun and that actually does something that you're interested in. So, yes, they'll talk to you about how to stay safe online and all about online passwords, but they'll also make sure that it's something that you're learning something that you want to do. So, maybe that's about looking up the tide times so that you know when you're going to go fishing on the weekend. Or maybe it's about, being able to connect with your family and friends who don't live in Bundaberg anymore. So I think those are the things that are really important for the use of technology, is it's actually about benefiting your life, not just about building those skills, so that you can access government services.
You mentioned there about family and friends and, talking about social media with that perspective. It's social media, Facebook, Instagram, all of those likes. I'm still trying to get used to MySpace. I haven't worked up to Facebook yet. But when it comes to those online family and friends, it's made the world smaller, hasn't it?
It certainly has. It's made such a difference to be able to stay connected to people that you care about. And, for people to be able to see grandkids growing up and seeing what's happening for them, even if they're not living around the corner anymore, I just think it has made the world smaller, and it has meant that we are able to stay connected. And that's a brilliant thing about technology.
That is true. Jess Wilson is the CEO for Good Things Foundation Australia. So we mentioned there, but just in case people have missed where they're able to get some assistance, you mentioned the Bundaberg Library and some other places as well.
Yeah, that's right. So I'd definitely recommend going and seeing the team at Bundaberg Library. I've been visiting them in the last week, so highly recommend you get down there. And they've got a whole lot of different things they can teach you about online safety, but also they have robots and things to play with too. So if you're kind of interested and you want to have a bit of a go at something new, that would be a great place to go.
That'll be interesting, mucking around with robots. Well, that sounds like my cup of tea. Hey, Jess, really do appreciate your time this morning on The Big Breakfast. And, yeah, it is all part, of course, of, you know, this wonderful week to get out there and get online, because it is Get Online Week. Really do appreciate your time.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for having me.
It is a pleasure. That is Jess Wilson, the CEO for Good Things Foundation Australia. It's 1332 4BU.